USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States is shattering a new global daily record of COVID-19 cases. More than 1 million Americans tested positive for COVID-19 on Monday. This, as U.S. Surgeon General Vivek Murphy tells CNN, he has no idea when the Omicron variant will peak in the United States.
That is difficult to predict. We've seen that the rise and to the peak has been a couple of weeks, or several weeks, I should say, in South Africa and the United Kingdom. But, you know, we're always cautious about predicting what we will experience here in the United States. COVID has made many predictions wrong. What we can do, though, is focus on taking the mitigation measures.
At least 3,000 flights within, into, or out of the United States have been delayed or canceled on Tuesday. Most of the problems are on the East Coast as a major winter storm blasted the area Monday. USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 or more per month with MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate when compared to health insurance. Double. You get access to a massive network of providers and 24/7 telehealth. And MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years. And it's more than just affordable healthcare, too. You get to be part of a community of Christians who pray for each other and support each other. But here's why now is the time to make the switch. Join before January 15th and they'll waive your new member fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. Call now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is January 15th, so you can save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, taking to the Senate floor Tuesday to pay tribute to the late Nevada Senator Harry Reid, who died last week at the age of 82 from pancreatic cancer.
When you lose someone who is as close to us as Harry was, they're never truly gone. They'll always stay with us. As we gavel in today, I take comfort knowing that Harry is with us in spirit, walking alongside us as we continue to work, to continue the work he dedicated himself to for so many years.
Reid, the former Democratic Majority Leader, will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol next week. The CDC is changing its timeline recommendation for when folks can get a Pfizer booster shot. That allotted time is now 5 months after a person receives their second COVID dose. The CDC noting the 2-month timeline for a Johnson & Johnson booster and 6 months for Moderna aren't changing. This is USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Part of President Biden's plan to address the surge of COVID-19 cases in the United States over the last month is sending 500 million COVID rapid tests to Americans. New Jersey Republican Congressman Jeff Van Drew criticizes the Biden administration's slow action on that plan.
We don't have enough of them. They had all this time to make sure they knew this was coming up, but it's still a failed policy. Again, even if they have them tomorrow, people waiting on long lines. And the way these tests work, they can get a false positive.
President Biden admitted his team could have gotten those tests to Americans before the holidays when they were proposed the idea back in October, but they didn't act until the Omicron variant emerged. The jury in the criminal trial of Elizabeth Holmes reaches a verdict.
The former CEO and founder of Theranos has been found guilty on 4 charges centering around wire fraud. Elizabeth Holmes faces up to 20 years in prison, as well as a fine of $250,000 plus restitution for each count of wire fraud and each conspiracy count. Holmes claimed to have revolutionized blood testing, but faced allegations she intentionally lied to investors, doctors, and patients about her company's blood testing capabilities. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.